The LA Times is reporting today on a shooting over the weekend at an upscale hotel in downtown Los Angeles that left one dead and three injured. The shooting, the latest example of a jump in violent crime in central LA, up 55% compared with last year. It's an alarming trend that is not unique to LA. Nicholas Corsaro is an assistant professor of criminal justice at the University of Cincinnati. He joins us. Welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you for having me.
And are we seeing an uptick in violent crime in other places around the country right now?
There has been reports in certain cities like Milwaukee, Baltimore, New Orleans, increases in violent crime in those cities, at least for the first half of the year. And when we looked at the overall city for Los Angeles, we've seen reports there's been about a 12 to 13% increase in overall violence in the city. Some areas have been impacted by that more so than others. Right now, we don't have a good sense as to whether or not there's a pure national increase in violence, because the national increases in violence and declines in violence tend to correspond with these high rate, high trajectory cities. And until we get a better representation of the data from those cities, we won't know if it's a national issue or not.
But what can you tell us about what leads those numbers higher? What causes violent crime rates to go up?
We know that there's cross-sections of data that show that cities that are most economically strained have the highest levels of violence. So cities like Newark and Detroit, where there's greatest economic deprivation. But that tends to be pretty stable. Those cities have had consistent problems over time. Economists really struggle with this question. They really try to find the precision at which crime changes year by year. They can tell you a broad stroke, but isolating it down to a few factors becomes pretty difficult.
But does violent crime go up in the same way that petty crime, that theft goes up? Do they correspond with each other?
For the last 30 years, they had. But somewhere around 2005, there was a beginning of a divergence. Rick Rosenfeld wrote a paper on this from the University of Missouri, St. Louis. And he showed that property crime and violent crime started to change their trajectory patterns in these cities. Hmm. Most cities have had year-over-year violent crime reduction since 1995. 2014 was the lowest year-over-year decline that we'd seen, at which point that sort of has hit rock bottom and it's going to start tapering up, or that there's been this national change because of legal cynicism and people's perceptions that, you know, law enforcement can't protect them. Those are the types of questions that we have to find out based on this year's data.
Well, you mentioned law enforcement. There are going to be, I'm sure, a lot of people who listen to this and say, well, that is the problem. There's not enough law enforcement in some of these areas. If you look at a city like New York, a city of that size should have a much higher rate of violent crime, but it's got a police force of tens of thousands of officers. And many people point to that and say that's why the crime rate is low.
Where there is a lack of resources for officers to be hired, there certainly has been increases in violence. Basically, at the end of the day, you want your patrol division in policing to basically spend about 60% of their time responding to citizen calls for service, and you want them to spend about 25% of their time doing proactive policing. And when these agencies are responding to 80, 85% of their calls to service, simply just bouncing from one call to the other, they just don't have the time to do proactive policing, which we know has had impact. And in Los Angeles is an example where they borrowed the CompStat data-driven model. You just have to have patrol officers have time to be able to do that.
That's Nicholas Corsaro, who is an assistant professor of criminal justice at the University of Cincinnati. Thank you so much for joining us.
Well, thank you for your time.